Love by Henry David Thoreau. What the essential difference between man and woman is that they should be thus attracted to one another, no one has satisfactorily answered. Perhaps we must acknowledge the justness of the distinction which assigns to man the sphere of wisdom and to woman that of love, though neither belongs exclusively to either. Man is continually saying to woman, "Why will you not be more wise?" Woman is continually saying to man, "Why will you not be more loving?" It is not in their wills to be wise or to be loving, but unless each is both wise and loving, there can be neither wisdom nor love. All transcendent goodness is one, though appreciated in different ways or by different senses. In beauty, we can see it. In music, we can hear it. In fragrance, we can scent it. In the palatable, the pure palate, is it palate? Taste it. And in rare health, the whole body feels it. The variety is in the surface or in the manifestation, but the radical identity we fail to express. The lover sees in the glance of his beloved the same beauty that in the sunset paints in the western skies. It is the same demon here lurking under a human eyelid, and there under the closing eyelids of the day. Here, in small compass, is the ancient and natural beauty of evening and morning. What loving astronomer has ever fathomed the ethereal depths of the eye? The maiden conceals a fairer flower and a sweeter fruit than any calyx in the field, and if she goes with averted face, confiding in her purity and high resolves, she will make the heavens retrospective, and all nature humbly confess its queen. Under the influence of this sentiment, a man is a string of aeolian harp which vibrates with the zephyr, I don't care, of the eternal morning. There is, at first thought, something trivial in the commonness of love. So many Indian youths and maidens among these banks, in ages past yielded to the influence of this great civilizer. Nevertheless, this generation is not disgusted nor discouraged, for love is no individual's experience. And though we are imperfect mediums, it does not partake our imperfection. Though we are finite, it is infinite and eternal. And the same divine, where did I get that?